Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ruth Sherman. She's the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She is one of the world's experts on interpersonal communication and getting your message across. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. We got this thing called an election coming up in November where America will decide who the next president's going to be. And so we got these two guys. It's all been narrowed down now. We got Mr. Romney and we got Mr. Obama on the two sides. And talk to us about what they're going to have to do to get their message across.
Yes, Jim, as we were talking about earlier, politicians are certainly not exempt from storytelling skills. And these two, Obama and Romney, neither of them have been very effective storytellers. And so I think in order for them...
Even Obama. Yeah.
And, you know, it's so interesting because he's a great orator. He's great in the arena. He's great at, in front of the thousands. But, boy, put him in front of a small group or a one-on-one. And
extemporaneous, extemporaneous is not his long suit, is it?
Totally. He gets an F in extemporaneous.
That's amazing,
definitely.
Too, isn't it? As smart as he is.
Everybody learns differently. Some people are just not great extemporaneous speakers. But I think Romney also has a long way to go there.
He's a little stiff, isn't he?
Yes. His problem is that he doesn't connect with people. And as we were saying earlier, one of his issues... Now, I've known people who have met him in person and seen him in a small room, and they say he is great.
I'm one of those people.
Okay.
And you're exactly right.
Right, that he's great. And I have heard the opposite about Obama, that he just can't wait to get the heck out of there. You know, he's not an interpersonal kind of guy. He's an introvert. But Mr. Romney, unfortunately, with TV so important these days, they just have to be able to connect with people. But anyway, one of the ways that each of them can do that, regardless of what their personality types might be, is to start telling stories. They've got to tell stories about how they have experienced adversity, how they dealt with it, and how they understand what people are going through. Because the candidate who is able to communicate that he understands people's lives is going to be the candidate that wins. That is the end of the story.
And let me tell you the story that I'm looking for as an individual voter, just me.
Yep.
I want to hear politicians tell me stories about their vision for America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when they say, you know, we've got John and Sue over here in Sheboygan, and they've got this problem. And I don't like it when politicians single out one person or one family and tell me that they're going to make policy around that problem.
I understand exactly.
I want to talk about, we're 300 plus million people. I want to talk about a vision for America. That's what the president does. He's not retail. He's wholesale. He's macro.
That's right. It's the view from 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
But there has to be a little bit. He can't stay too far up there all the time. And that is one of the problems with Obama, is that he stays up there for the view from 30,000 feet all the time.
But they all bring in the other stories. So what would you tell Obama?
I would tell Obama that he's got to come down from the clouds, and he's got to start talking about his vision, like you said, his vision for America over the next 4 years, where people can say, yes, that sounds good to me. That sounds good to me. So his vision for America, about being prosperous, about having turned the corner financially, about how his health care decision isn't going to bankrupt the company, the country. So he's got to be able to tell stories around that. What stories exactly, I'm not sure. Mitt Romney has got to talk about his accomplishments in a way that people can say, you know, despite the fact that Romney was born into a privileged family, he has been a hard worker. He is skilled. He does have my best interests at heart.
Well,
he knows how to get the job done.
Well, as an example, I mean, there are 28 million small business owners. About 8 or 9 million of us make payroll on Friday. We have employees.
That's correct.
That's a story that's worth telling.
That's absolutely a story that's worth telling. So, you know, instead of letting the left hijack his extremely successful career as a businessman for the last, what, 40, 50 years? He needs to get that back.
And President Obama has some baggage with his background, with his origins and his parents and everything. You know, being international background, he needs to tell stories, in my opinion, about you know, how he feels about America.
Absolutely, he does, and he needs to. Not only that, but he needs to be able to explain things better. You know, the Democrats are known to get, you know, stuck in the policy weeds.
Exactly.
People can't stand that. We don't need to know those kinds of details. And we don't want to. And by the way, neither do businesses.
Right.
Your customers don't need to know the theory. They don't need a data dump.
They want to know what's in it for them.
What's in it for me.
That's right. But they want it in stories. RuthSherman.com, right?
That's right, Jim.
Get them to see it your way right away. Ruth, thank you for being here. Good job.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Come back again real soon.
Thanks a lot.
She'll be back, folks. I promise. We won't do without Ruth. We like her. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.